Siyalek's Okanagan chiefs are joining a chorus of calls for the resignation of Vancouver Quilchina MLA Dallas Brody, leader of the fledgling 1BC party, whose outspoken views on the legacy of Canadian residential schools got her booted from the BC Conservative Caucus earlier this year. In a November 5 press release, the Chiefs Executive Council of the Okanagan Nation Alliance endorsed previous calls from the First Nations Leadership Council, FNLC, for Brody to resign immediately. Brody shared a photo on her X account in early October of her standing in front of an Every Child Matters billboard on Penticton Indian Band land, holding a sign of her own that read, "Zero Bodies," referencing the 215 suspected unmarked graves at the former Kamloops Indian Residential School site. The picture was widely panned, and now the Siyalek Okanagan chiefs are calling the stunt taxpayer-funded racism. Brody stands accused of using public funds, inside and outside the BC legislature, to create and distribute racist and anti-Indigenous materials, reads Wednesday's press release, which highlighted Brody's "Zero Bodies" sign. Penticton Indian Band Chief Greg Gabriel and Tribal Chair Clarence Louis of the Okanagan Nation Alliance issued a joint statement calling for Brody's resignation. MLA Brody owes our elders and Indian residential school survivors an apology. She owes the voters of Vancouver Quilchina an apology. She owes all British Columbians an apology for her hateful and divisive rhetoric, which belongs in the dustbin of history, not the halls of the BC legislature, Gabriel and Louis said. As we have said before, political leaders who hold and espouse racist and backward views are disqualified from public service, as such views and comments are hateful and hurtful to Indigenous people, and put at risk the government-to-government relationship with Indigenous nations on whose land this province depends. The 1BC party was formed after Brody was ousted from the Conservative caucus in March, after she appeared on a podcast and used a mocking, childlike voice to mimic residential school survivors, according to her own party leader at the time, John Rusted. Rusted said then that Brody's removal was the result of her decision to publicly mock and belittle testimony from former residential school students, including by mimicking individuals recounting stories of abuses, including child sex abuse. 2BC Conservative MLAs, Jordan Keeley of Peace River North and Tara Armstrong of Kelowna Lake Country Coldstream, defected from the Conservative Party in solidarity with Brody. Armstrong went on to join Brody's 1BC party, which was registered in June. Brody's response to the FNLC's call for her to resign earlier this week was to tell them they should step down instead. To this day, the FNLC website claims there were 215 children found buried in Kamloops. It's Grand Chief Stuart Phillip who should resign in disgrace for propagating the greatest lie in Canadian history, Brody said on her X account Monday, November 3. The 1BC party was lambasted by critics from all sides of the political spectrum when it introduced a bill last month to ban BC public employees from making Indigenous land acknowledgements. The bill was soundly defeated and did not pass first reading. Brody did not respond to a request for comment by the time of this story's publication. With files from Mark Page and Lauren Collins.